We are bodily. I'll take the next couple days in two parts. Today, Good Friday, is a bodily day. The clacker forcefully breaking the silence of our entrance procession. Jesus dragging the weight of the heavy cross. We kneeling and genuflecting and prostrating, unlike at any other liturgy of the year. All pointing to that fundamental, if at times overlooked, truth about our humanity. We are bodily. Notice, I'm not saying we have a body, as though we possess one alongside a car, or hopefully still a job, or certainly still a bed, a growing Netflix subscription, or a depleted 401k. We might talk that way, but our bodies are more than just the exterior siding of ourselves. We are bodily. We taste, and touch, and feel, and ache. We grow restless and get tired. We are bodily. This hopefully has been a lesson of our quarantine time. We can't just drag our bodies along for all this. Power through it. Take a Z-pack and get back on with it. The truth exposed is what's always been right in front of us. We're bodily. We have to take care of ourselves, of each other, of our world, by taking care of our bodies. Bodies that are a lot more fragile, a lot more porous, a lot more infectable than we seemed just weeks ago. This is a time to get in tune with our bodiliness. We are fragile. It's quite clear. Hopefully we can see that we are physical too. If we are created, by our very bodiliness, we are connected to each other, to creation, to our fragile, physical, bodily selves. Good Friday is made for this. Fragilely, physically, we rotate ourselves around the cross today, coming face to face with the mode through which Jesus saves us, scarred, splintered, stuck on that cross, saved through his body. We don't hide from the sight of it today. Jesus, like us in all things but sin, is bodily. And if the cross doesn't speak to that, notice the rest of the scene, the entirety of our season. Seemingly years ago now, Ash Wednesday, February 26th this year, pointed us down this path. Thumb to forehead, you are dust, and unto dust you will return. You are fragile, you are physical, you are bodily, and so shall you be saved. Our felt suffering can be the means of our redemption, of the redemption offered by God for us, for all of creation. Theologians and artists have taken this all a step further, seeing in that planted cross something alive, something growing. I've mentioned before the apse mosaic in the Church of San Clemente in Rome, an image I used for my priesthood ordination prayer card, depicting Jesus very much on the cross, but with that cross also very much alive, the new tree of life, stretching and growing and flowering, physical suffering transforming nature, gathering all of creation together. It's an image we have to believe Jesus would feel on stable ground with. Our gospel might center on the cross, but it begins and ends, if we notice, in a garden where Jesus goes directly after the Last Supper, a place John describes as known by Judas because, quote, Jesus had often met there with his disciples. Another garden at the end where Jesus is laid following his death. A garden close by. A jarring contrast to that Golgotha hill. But another tie to creation. Jesus does not save us as a phantom, as a ghost in the machine, but as a person in and through his body. We are fragile. We are physical. We are bodily. Today shows us that, our salvation by and through that. Hopefully, this quarantine season has showed us that too. Perhaps then, even in relative isolation, it's time to reconnect to these beautiful, broken bodies of ours. Now, this isn't an advertisement to adopt your local parish garden. It's not such an advertisement either. But I've so enjoyed waking up sore from the day before, from the dirt lifted, the gravel placed, the soil touched. Today rotates around the cross, revealing as humans we can't neglect our physical tie to creation, to each other. Revealing as Christians our salvation through the suffering love of Jesus Christ. We are fragile. We are physical. We are bodily. May we find ways to glorify God through those bodies. May we embrace the mode of salvation God has offered to us once again this day.